Dear Steve and Shirley, I've been with my soon-to-be ex-husband for 7 years. We have three children together, and I have three from a prior marriage. When I first met him, he brought so much joy into our lives. At least that's what it seemed like at the time. He became verbally abusive and at times physically abusive. He started telling the children very negative comments about me. For example, lazy, not a real mother, sorry excuse for a woman. He calls me the H word, the B word, lowlife, and it goes on. He has also cheated to the point of taking my daughter along for his flings and has brought one back to our home. I found pictures of her on my bed. Well, to make a long story short, he tried to have me arrested after he was the one that physically hurt me. I could never call the police and have him arrested. I couldn't see myself sending him to jail. Now we have a long battle ahead of us. We both filed domestic violence and restraining orders. I also filed for divorce, but I can't help but still feel guilty and sad. Somehow, I still feel like I could have done something different in our relationship. My family thinks I'm crazy for still being so nice, even after everything he's done to me. Steve, please give me your opinion. I want to hate him so I can get over this. The children are so sad that he is gone. He was very active with all of the children. Okay, you have a problem, as I see it, and the problem is you. I really agree with your family. I think you are crazy for allowing him to do this. And if you continue to allow him to treat you this way, because what? You're sad and guilty and you don't want to send him to jail. It might not even get that far, but you got to get him out of your life. And let me ask you something else. Why are you blaming yourself? You say you can't help but feel that you could have done something different in your relationship. Why are you blaming yourself? Yeah. He abused you. He physically abused you. He verbally abused you. He cheated on you. He brought another woman back to your home. I mean, come on. He tried to have you arrested. It sounds like to me you're in some sort of self-pity mode here. This man is a poor excuse for a husband and a father. Remember, you found pictures of another woman on your bed. I mean, what are you protecting him for? I don't get that part of it. I think you should get away from him. I'm glad you have a restraining order and a domestic violence order against him, and I'm very happy that you filed for divorce. You got to move on with your life and away from him. Steve?
Let me just, with all Shirley said, Shirley's telling you the truth. You say in the letter, after all this story of abuse, physically abusing you, hurting you, bad mouthing you in front of the kids, found a picture of another woman on your bed, taking your daughter on the flings with him. Okay, cool. Then after all this, he done jumped on you, hurt you. You couldn't call the police and have him arrested because you said, I couldn't see myself sending him to jail. All right, let me start right there then. Well, let me tell you what you have seen that maybe you couldn't have saw in the beginning. Could you see all the abuse, verbal abuse? Could you see him bad-mouthing you to the kids? Could you see the fact that he's willing to jump on you now when y'all go to get to arguing? And could you see, and didn't you see, the picture of the woman on your bed? So, come on, ma'am. We got to stop talking about what you can't see. See, this been going on for a while, too. This ain't just happened. But you don't like looking at stuff that is what it is. So you got to kill this what you can't see, and you got to start seeing stuff for the reality. Okay, I got you didn't want to send him to jail, but now y'all got a long battle ahead because this fool done filed domestic violence and restraining orders. You done filed for divorce. You know, both of y'all done filed domestic, all this, but I can't still help but feel guilty and sad. That's normal.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.